Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 4th of May. The Invitation to Come. Jesus Christ's personal admonition to each presbytery will be relevant and applicable for all lampstand churches. However, each admonition will be particularly pertinent to certain churches depending on their situation. For example, there are some churches who are experiencing severe political persecution for whom Christ's letter to Smyrna is especially relevant. Jesus said to them, "I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." He is saying this to those who are suffering in a similar manner today. Other churches may be beset by alternative doctrines that promote sacramentalism and undermine their access to the agape fellowship at the Tree of Life. To these churches, he is specifically saying, "I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr who was killed among you, where Satan dwells. Repent of encompassing these alternative doctrines, or else I will come to you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth." There are no other gospels or religious practices by which we can obtain the promises that Christ outlined to the churches. This is why John was so strong, warning that God would add plagues to those who add to the content of the book of Revelation, and would remove from the book of life and from the heavenly Jerusalem those who take words from the book. As we receive and respond to the call to come, we will be able to proclaim this invitation to others. We recognize the urgency in the Spirit to hear and respond to this word of restoration, for the time is short and the end fast approaches. The references used in today's devotions are Revelation chapter 2 verses 9 to 10, Revelation chapter 2 verse 13, Revelation chapter 2 verse 16, Galatians chapter 1 verses 6 to 8, Revelation chapter 22 verses 18 and 19, and 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 29. For further study, Revelation chapter 3.